Water levels in Lake Ontario are already well above average, and officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers say they're expected to rise even more. WRVO's Payne Horning reports on the effort to help residents along the lakeshore prepare.
In Sandy Creek resident Robert Techney's backyard, the water of Sandy Pond splashes against the concrete ramp of his boat launch. It's been like Techney's own water gauge over the past month, showing levels that are now 3 feet above normal.
It came up real quick. It hasn't been this high, not even when you get into the high water in mid-July when the lake level peaks.
Techney's home sits just a few feet away from the boat launch. He's been trying unsuccessfully to get sandbags from Oswego County for the past 3 weeks, eventually forced to make his own. Oswego County was not included when the governor sent sandbags last month to several shoreline counties like Jefferson and Cayuga. But now, the Oswego County Emergency Management Office Director Dale Currier says the state has delivered 30,000 sandbags to the county.
We're watching this very closely and working with our state and federal partners and accessing what resources we can.
Currier says there are no areas in Oswego County currently experiencing widespread flooding, but the latest Army Corps of Engineers prediction says Lake Ontario is expected to rise another 3 inches by the end of May. In Sandy Creek, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
And with some heavy rain last night and more rain expected later today, the National Weather Service has issued a lakeshore flood warning for the eastern part of Lake Ontario for Oswego and Jefferson counties from tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday afternoon.